Excellent. So, I sent you the agenda. It was on the in the project documents. I don't know if you got a chance to just have a look at it. Anyway, it's the meeting's going to follow more or less the same structure as last time. So we'll go around each of you in turn, and you can give your presentations on what you've been up to. And at the end of that, we need to discuss what you've come up with so that we can make a decision on the key remote control concepts. So that's we need to know about the components, properties, materials, the user interface, and any trends that the marketing expert has been watching.
Right.
Okay, do you want to start again?
Okay.
We've got 40 minutes.
So I haven't made a
You
PowerPoint
haven't made a
presentation.
PowerPoint,
Yeah, I thought I'll use the whiteboard instead.
That's what your pen calls out.
Okay. So basically, I'll start off by I thought I'll use the whiteboard because we have so many different options, and what we can do is that we can start rubbing off the options that we do not require and putting in the options that are more highlighted or underlining them or something like that. Okay, so I'll start again with a brief introduction to connect that anyway. Brief introduction to the insides of a remote control, and then we can probably discuss the various components. Yeah. Okay. So what you see here is this is the outside of the remote, right? If you open it, you have a circuit board here, right? And this is the chip that I was talking about last time. This basically sends information to a transistor here, which then sends the information to an LED device here. If you flip the printed circuit board, and this is the most important point here, everything else is kind of okay. So if you flip the circuit board, this is what it looks like. So you see, for example, a particular button attaches to a particular place on the PCB, and on pressing this button, a circuit completes. The information goes to the chip, which is somewhere here, and the chip that then translates the code into an infrared radiation, which goes out through there. So the important point that I read over the website was that the configurations of these printed circuit boards are quite cheap to make. You can get them printed as you want to. So we can have a configuration irrespective of the cost, the way we want to have it. Right. So that's the important point here. So these are the different options that we have. Okay. So the batteries, I'll start with the battery. Right. So they can be simple, which is like the normal batteries in our cells. Yeah. These are the kind of different kind of batteries that the company makes, right? So hand dynamos.
Does that mean like a wind-up one?
Yeah. So
A wind-up
I don't know
remote.
if even if you want to consider this, but these are the different things that the company makes. So
Okay.
they'll since they'll come internally from the company, they'll be cheaper. All these options. So the third one is the kinetic energy one.
You can make the hand dynamo into an exercise bike, and then people could exercise whilst watching TV.
And charging their remote.
Yeah,
Yeah.
and stop worrying about the whole RSI from the remote thing.
Yeah.
That's just
It's a good option.
so what was this
The kinetic
key?
energy one is that they're usually in modern watches. Since
Okay.
our
Oh,
hand
yeah.
keeps moving, it keeps the watch ticking. But I don't
Yes.
know if it is a good idea for a remote
For
control
remote,
because
because
it'll
you
just lie there for a
Yeah.
long while sometimes. But as soon as you pick it up, it moves, and then again it recharges or something.
Yeah.
And the fourth option is the solar cells, which are also made by the company, environment friendly. Okay. So I'll enlist things, and then we can come back and
Yeah.
discuss what we think from everybody's perspective. There are different cases that can be provided. They can be basically the shape of the cases. They can be flat,
mm-hmm.
they can be curved with one-sided, curved and one side flat, and they can be curved with on both the sides.
Mm-hmm.
So these are the three options, right?
You mean this would be like the overall shape of the remote control? Yeah.
Yeah. Would it be flat on both the
yeah.
sides?
Mm-hmm.
Would it be curved
mm-hmm.
from one side or
mm-hmm.
whatever?
Mm-hmm.
There are different kind of supplements available, like it can be in plastic, rubber, wood, or
mm-hmm.
titanium.
Okay.
Right.
Did you say wool?
Wood.
Not
wool.
Remote.
Yeah, you understand why when we get to phone presentation.
Oh, really? Okay. We can use even titanium is also used in the company to make some space design equipment. So it's kind of it'll be probably nicer to use because it relates to the overall image of the company. But it cannot be used on a double curved surface. So if you choose this, we cannot use titanium. For these two, we can use titanium, wood, rubber, or plastic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, the interface options now. So we can have push buttons like most remotes do, and our company is an expert in making push buttons. We can have scroll wheels like the ones on
Sony
mouse pointers
mm-hmm.
Or the
Sony X mobile phones.
Yeah, something like that. So, and they can even have an integrated push button inside the scrolling.
Okay.
So scroll plus push. So this is something that has been recently developed by the company in the last decade. So not too recent. And LCDs, we can have LCDs. So these two are recent, and this is quite old.
Mm-hmm.
The various electronic options are. This concerns first of all the chips. I showed you that. There's a chip behind this one, right? The PCB is inexpensive, so we can put in whatever we want. But the various integrated circuit options are, we have either a simple one or a regular or advanced. And the price goes up
mm-hmm.
as we go down, obviously. Okay, so the good thing about why we might want to use advanced is that LCDs can only come with the advanced chip.
Mm-hmm.
We need regular or advanced for scroll wheels. Right. And the chip basically includes the infrared sender.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Besides this, in under electronics, also the company has started making a sample sender, which they did not explain what it was, but I'm guessing that so they have a sample sender and a sample speaker. So I'm guessing that the sample speaker is probably something like as soon as you press a button, it gives you feedback, 1, 5 or whatever, yeah, on. I don't know whether simple sender has to do something with voice recognition or not, but anyway, so these are the different options that we have. Okay, so that's basically now I think that we can integrate the user interface and the marketing things in that.
Yeah.
Keep taking out things from this and
mm-hmm.
underlining things that are important.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Do you want to mm-hmm. stay somewhere near the board so that if we need to...
Yeah, sure.
You can sit down, but
sure.
just
yeah.
we might need you to leap up. What
okay.
are you, PowerPoint or...?
I have some PowerPoint, yeah.
Okay.
Oh.
think these pens can give you cancer of the hand, some sort of radiation.
Oh, it's got its little camera in there.
Yeah.
Plug it in. So.
Okay.
Yeah, it should do it.
Interface concept.
Okay. To be honest, actually, I mentioned some of the things which could fit under this talk. This time I mentioned them already in the previous talk.
That's fine.
So yeah, this time I might not have them on the slides, but I can just mention them again. Okay. So I thought I would also include the definition of user interface. So it's the aspects of a computer system or program which can be seen by the user, and which the mechanisms that the user uses to control its operation and input data. So this would include things like shape and size and buttons and voice recognition as well, and color and so on. The method I employed this time was again having a look to related products and mainly on the internet, and then analyzed them from the point of view of user friendliness and also whether their appearance was pleasant, and then this can help us to decide which features we want to incorporate in our product. So some findings. So in the case of many user interfaces, they are just so full of buttons that it's actually hard to find the ones you really want to use, and it's just confusing. It takes time to learn. Okay, and I thought I would just quickly show some of them that I found. Okay, some of them are here. Well, the picture is not very clear, but as you can see, there are actually. Oh! Sorry for that. Let's go back.
That's nice.
No, please. Okay. So yeah, they are quite big and have many, many buttons. Actually, of all these, I personally prefer this one because it's the smallest and with least. With the smallest number of buttons as well, and I would say even the appearance of some of them is kind of
ugly.
Not so nice.
Mm.
Okay, so let's carry on with this. Other findings, some new things used. Some of them were mentioned already by our technical designer. Our own company has developed a new user interface. Wait, no, this is not the one. Okay, there is a. We can include voice recognition, and it allows. It's possible to record 80 different voice samples on it. This one was already mentioned. The LCD display.
Yeah.
Another new development is a scroll button, which was also already mentioned, and our own manufacturing division has designed a new programmable speech speaker unit, I guess it should be.
Yeah.
And this means that once it comes together with a voice recognition, but it's once the gadget recognizes the voice of the speaker, there can be a pre-programmed answer. For example, you can pick up the remote control and say something to it like hello, and it says hello and your name or whatever. So I mean, this is also one of the new developments which we might consider if we wanted to include.
Sorry, can you go back for a second? Are you sure what this means, the spinning wheel with the LCD display?
It's like the, like you said, no? The scroll?
No, the scroll button is a different thing. I have a picture, if you, just a moment, I'll show you. I wasn't completely sure myself, but I think it's just like, it's a wheel, it's like not separate buttons, like this one here,
iPod.
But I'm not really sure whether you can really turn it around. Yeah, it's like you press this or this.
The iPod kind of.
It's like where you know how you have your mouse and uh-huh. you go around and it's kind right. of like that and you right. spin around and it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it instead of going down, you just spin.
You just go around and it's a bit weird at first, but it's actually very like fast.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Like the wheels that click on the side, you get a much slower, so it's quite good if you're like searching quite a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Do you know, if you're scrolling through the A to Z of your music and you're looking for something at T,
mm-hmm.
then it's a lot faster than the wheel, but you've got a lot less control over it.
Right. Mm-hmm. So I think I should include that here as well.
Yeah.
Series plus spinning.
Yeah. Okay, and the personal preferences are pretty much the same as last time.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be small, simple. Okay, we decided to include voice recognition. So to have the standard major buttons like on off, the channels and then volume, and then the rest would be the menu on the screen. And I also thought if we want to keep it small and nice, and actually I quite liked the idea or the scrolling button for voice, like, I don't know, it like on, like, in Walkmans or something. I think there is no reason why we couldn't use something like this for the remote control.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's it.
Excellent. Okay, straight to trends, and then we can discuss it all at once.
Okay, cool. What I did was to search the internet to come up with market trends and, you know, what users are going to be wanting in the near future. Okay. Right. Now, the first aspect is apparently twice as important as the second aspect, which is twice as important as the third aspect.
Okay.
So, I mean, the easy to use thing is fairly low down mm-hmm. on there, which I think, given the target group, is what you would expect, really. Mm-hmm. You know, people want something new, something technologically innovative and different, so the whole idea with the LCDs and the spinning and the colours and the voice recognition is quite the thing to go for.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it wants to look fancy.
Maybe as you're discussing things, is it okay if we keep
sure.
highlighting
yeah,
things
yeah.
here?
Yeah.
Right.
That's over on the interface.
So
if you could put.
So probably voice recognition is kind of important, right?
And maybe the LCD and spinning.
Okay, I have a point about LCD. I don't know if it is the right point to take it up. LCDs are basically for feedback, right, to the user who is pressing buttons, and the feedback can come through the television itself. So do we need an LCD on the remote?
Depends how fast your television runs, really. Don't you think? Maybe we've got one of those Telewest boxes, and you put the number in the remote, and then you wait, and then it goes to the TV, and then you wait, and then it comes. So it actually takes quite a long time.
Right.
And if you get the number in wrong, then it's a bit of a pain. So I think, you know, a screen on the remote would probably cut down your time on that. But like, remotes do tend to get thrown about a bit.
Right.
It is also quite nice though to have something here so you don't interrupt the picture on the screen. So if you're watching something,
that's true. Yeah,
it would be like, I mean, if you could make it integrate with the TV, then it could come up with your information about what's on, and you could just see that on the remote rather than
having to interrupt your viewing pleasure.
But I think maybe a way to do it would be a similar way to how you have your mobile phone. You know, like you have the slidey ones and you have the flippy ones, and then the screen's protected so it doesn't actually get scratched.
Mm-hmm.
So you can have like what looks like a normal remote control, you know, or like a minimalist remote control. So you've got your buttons 1 to 9, you're on and off,
mm-hmm.
and your volume on that. And then
and
if
then
you want to mess about
it
with it, you flip it open. And
okay.
yeah.
So we seem to have a consensus that LCDs are definitely the way to go
Yeah, I
because
think
of
so.
style and
Yeah, so that kind of decides your whole chip thing.
right.
Yeah.
You agree
Yep,
that way,
yeah.
yeah.
Right.
So
Okay.
LCDs, yeah, definitely. Cool.
Okay, apparently fruits and vegetables will be providing inspiration. Sorry, I discovered this part. So these will be an important feature for clothes, shoes, and furniture. So, I mean, I'm taking this to mean, you know, curviness. Do you know? Because you don't tend to get flat vegetables,
Yeah, and
you
possibly
know.
even uneven, like
Yeah, a bit of
not symmetry,
asymmetry
yeah.
and stuff. But that would be a good way to get in the whole RSI issue in there,
Right.
because I mean, if you think most people use the remote control with their right hand, so you wanna you curve it so that it's suitable for use with the right hand. Yeah, I'm not quite sure about the relevance of material will be spongy.
Something a bit squishy and
Yeah, but I
Yeah,
mean,
we
it could be
have
like a rubbery.
we have
Yeah.
rubber, but there is discussed with the with using
Well, I suppose you wouldn't get a remote control unless you could give you a remote control if you wanted one. Yeah.
And it'd help if you drop it, it protects it as well to some
Yeah.
degree.
So if we use latex cases, they won't allow us to use solar cells as an energy source constraint. So we could use titanium, wood, or plastic,
Or if we want
or
to use the latex, then we have to go with one of the other
If it's made of
power
rubber, you
energy
could get the kinetic energy fairly easily there. You could
from
just
yeah, tap
bounce
it on
up
the
and down.
back,
You could have it as like a little ball to
yeah.
bounce that flips open.
So yeah.
Probably
Okay.
double curved surface is the way to go.
Yeah, yeah.
Or curved at one end and flat on the top. Because I'm not sure if it is flat on both the sides, then how much easy would it be to reach for buttons, et cetera.
You have to have a certain element of flatness. I think
Yeah.
it depends on the whole ergonomics of it. You know, it's like how you put your hands so you have the least movement
A
possible.
single side curved or double side curved does not say too much, does it?
No, I don't
The
think it makes a lot of difference. I have one of those slidey phones, and I mean the back is essentially straight, but it's curvy, so.
Yeah,
Besides, you
because
have four
I
sides
think
to a thing, so I mean, does
yeah.
curved one side mean one side is straight?
Right.
And, you know, curved two sides means the whole thing is just a big curvy put thing.
Did it say anywhere in your research material about the sliding stuff? Or because according to the information that I have, I think the only options that we have with the cases are these three.
Yeah.
Either have a flat surfaced case or a curved surface case. It does not say
Nothing
anything
to do
about whether
ergonomics.
technically, you know, this stuff is available at all.
Yeah, and it's more about them protecting the LCD, which I
Right.
think is where it came
Yeah.
from.
Yeah.
But no, my research didn't tell me anything, which is why we have all the pictures, because I had nothing better to do
Right.
with my time.
Okay.
Okay, cool.
Anything else? What have we got?
Combine style with a level of functionality, beauty and practicality, and I think beauty will be function.
Okay.
Okay.
So,
Thanks.
looking at what we've got, we want an LCD display with a spinning wheel.
Let's try to rub off
Yeah, rub
things
off
and
some of
yeah.
those.
So hand dynamos are definitely out, right? You wind
Yeah,
your
it's
yeah.
not that's not streamlined and sexy having
Okay.
having a wind up.
Kinetic energy does seem to have some kind of
I think
appeal, but
it's about the practicality of it really, isn't it?
yeah.
You know? I
As
mean if
against a watch which constantly keeps moving, this thing will have to be tapped every time, which might be very frustrating for the user.
Depends how much
Kinetic
movement it
energy it
really
needs.
needs.
I don't have too much
Presumably,
technical
if they're
information on
suggesting
that.
it, then we
Right.
could use it.
Okay, let's keep it
I'd
option.
keep
Keep
it
it
on.
option, yeah. The completely flat case is definitely out,
We don't
right?
want
It has
that.
to be at
No,
least
yeah,
curved from
not
one side, yeah.
vegetable.
Okay, we still have all the options. Wood. Do you think wood will
No,
be a
wood
good
is.
idea?
I can't. How do you. I mean, you can't keep it really small. You can't make it like thin and.
Right.
The wood thing, because you need to put all the technology in. So I mean, if the case, you add the case, and
yeah, if it becomes a bit bulky,
yeah.
If it is really thin, it's likely to break. It's much more.
Yeah, and given that we're looking at more spongy material preferences, I would think maybe rubber or plastic
really
is more.
Yeah.
Well, it's not very cleanable either.
Yeah,
that's
to
true.
Me. It's not a practical. I mean, it's alright for a table, but for a remote control, you know.
Yeah.
And splinters and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
It doesn't make any sense, I think.
Right.
Yeah. In the case of remote control, not really.
Yeah.
Okay. Now for the really interesting stuff, the interface.
Yeah.
Right. So, the push buttons is our expertise in the industry. But it seems to be out of trend, you know. Nobody
you
seems
have
yeah,
but
to
have some push buttons.
I think for the canal channel numbers, you still need them, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Right.
So for channel numbers,
if we have LCD displays, that opens up a whole world. You know, if you have an LCD display, then you can select almost everything on the LCD display.
Yeah, but I think the LCD display is kind of it's faster with a and if we discussed that we might like this flipping open thing, then
right.
I mean you can use it as a normal remote control.
Okay.
But if you do want to use LCD, then you flip it open, but it's more time consuming.
I think this is going back to the graph at the beginning that I made, where you know the buttons that people use all the time, you want buttons for them,
right.
Yeah.
And everything else, menu driven.
LCD.
So in the buttons we have for the channels also, we have options. Do we enumerate everything from 0 to 9? Or do we have just channel plus, channel minus?
We definitely need the numbers, because
the
numbers. Otherwise people don't want to flip through all the channels.
Yeah.
Do we
right.
need
yeah.
them on as buttons, or do
or
we need them as LCD?
On the LCD we can, you know.
Yeah, I would say buttons because
buttons.
It's, yeah.
It's the, I think
so
the thing is, so if someone just wants to turn on the TV and put on a channel, then it should be easier to use. Than any other remote, and then if someone wants to, you know, change the contrast on their TV, and
right.
they should be able to do that, and it should be accessible. But you know, I mean, most of the time, I mean, there's a limit to how much the biggest techno geek can spend fiddling with the TV.
Yeah,
right.
I think is the issue there.
Okay, so buttons definitely, shall we try to draw our...
I think that's what you guys are going to do next.
Oh, okay.
So if we put down the key...
Okay.
Okay,
so components. Right,
that
so
we want.
What about the scrolling?
Yeah, but I'm not completely clear about the spinning wheel. So I think it doesn't make sense to have both, like a scrolling and spinning thing. You can include everything in the spinning if you...
Just spinning and not scrolling,
yeah.
I would say.
I would say that the spinning goes at a higher speed to the scrolling wheel, so you have to decide whether you want to be going, say, fast or not. But, I mean, the thing with this whole... If you're planning on making it out of rubber on the basis that it's spongy, then I'm not sure how well a scrolling wheel would work.
But if you've got a
If
you've got a flip thing, effectively it's something that's curved on one side and flat on the other side that you've folded in
but
half.
Your spinning wheel tends to go to one side.
That would be on one side.
I'm not sure it'll be a good idea to construct the whole thing out of rubber.
Yeah,
no.
I think so too.
I think
mean the case would be yeah, the case would be
rubber
and the buttons.
Or at the
corners,
edges, just the edges covered by rubber or something like that, everything else in plastic or even titanium if you want to use it.
Or maybe like interchangeable cases. Because I know, like, we're going back to iPods again and the whole spinning wheel, but I have like a, you know, obviously my iPod's not made of rubber, but then I have a little rubber case that goes over the top of it, and
right.
I can change the colour
right.
theoretically to match my outfit.
Right. Okay. So that gives us a more trendy look as well.
Yeah, I think the spinning wheel is definitely very now.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
And we're going more for the trends than for the usability anyway.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's what
right.
they're after.
So, I'll rub that out. And colors can be provided with the case rather than... But we still need to think about the color of our remote as such, you know, just keep it
black. I think it was a requirement that we use our the colors of our company. So would it be like yellow, gray, and black or something? Or
I guess
that doesn't fit in with the whole vegetable theme, though.
Bananas.
Yeah. Bananas, yellow. yeah, definitely.
But, I mean, do you think we could incorporate the colours of the company into the buttons and then make the colour of the main remote the colour, like, vegetable colours, do you know? So mm-hmm. you could have, like, I mean, I suppose vegetable colours would be orange and green and some reds and maybe yeah. purple and that, and then you pick the buttons and company colours to match with that.
Okay. Okay, if you go over to the integrated circuits, since we are having LCDs, there's no way that we are will be able to. What we do need to consider, however, is that the price is going up with every such thing that we are considering. But since LCDs seems to be a definite yes, so this seems to be one area where we would want to spend. So I'll rub off the other two.
So are we discounting solar energy because rubber's going to be used in there somewhere, or
that was the...
Oh, so the constraint was...
we can't have solar panels with rubber.
So
yeah, okay, so we lose that, I think.
Should we go for... If we're going for rubber, we think it on as our case.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
And the buttons as well, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think
we've got 5 more minutes.
We'll have using the simple battery will be a safer option as compared to the kinetic energy one. Mm-hmm. I mean, although it does seem interesting, but it does not hold any advantages as such.
Yeah, it's just a gimmick.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, so we understand this better now that the speaker is for the feedback, right?
Mm-hmm.
It says the things that you type in or something like that.
Yeah.
So
I think if we can include them at not too much extra cost,
yeah.
then I'd put them in. But
we don't have too much information about it.
Yeah, but I think it should be quite cheap because it's from our own company.
It's from the company.
Yeah. Okay. So this is in as well then, the sample speaker.
Okay.
Right.
And the case is curved on one side, but then
flat on the top.
Flat, so it's flipped into each other.
Okay.
Can I pull the
thing
out the back of your computer? Just so we can.
Sorry, do you want me to?
No, I think it's right. I'll just.
What does ICS mean?
ICs, integrated circuits.
Okay, cool. So it's advanced integrated circuits?
Yep.
I've gone too far.
We're definitely going in for voice recognition as well. As
yep.
LCDs.
Yeah. Okay. So we've basically worked out that we're going with a simple battery. The advanced chip and a curved on one side case which is folded in on itself, made out of rubber, and the buttons are also rubber. We're having push buttons on the outside and then on the inside an LCD with spinning wheel, and we're incorporating voice recognition. That's our overall concept, and it's going to look sort of vegetal and be in bright vegetable colours.
Mm-hmm. So would we have the spinning wheel inside with the LCD, or would it be on the outer?
Imagine it would be inside.
Okay.
So actually that could like really cut down your thing. So you've got your outside, which is like minimalist, and then you open it up, and you've got a screen and a spinning wheel, which you can incorporate buttons into. So you've still not got like a lot of stuff in there. You've maybe got, you know, like if you're modelling on an iPod, you've got 5 buttons and a wheel, and 4 of the buttons are in the wheel, and the other one's the little bit inside the wheel.
In the centre,
yeah.
Sure. Okay, so now we've got 30 minutes before our next meeting. In the meantime, the industrial designer over here is going to work on the look and feel design, which I presume he'll work out what that means. The user interface designer will work on the user interface design, and the marketing expert is going to work on product evaluation. And as well as that, the two designers are going to work together on our prototype, following those instructions that we've just come up with using modelling clay, and you will get extra instructions from your personal coach. Is that all okay? And anyone who hasn't put their presentation in the project documents folder, it would be good just so in case we have to refer to it.
Going to sit on my own.
Nobody wants to talk to you.
I know.
Unplug yourself.
I'm hated. I've got a bit tangled up in
this. So, but shall I move away first, or shall I stay here?
I don't know. Maybe I would carry.